Parshas Bahar. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai saying, Rashi asks, why specifically by the mitzvah of Shemitah does the Torah say that it was said in Sinai? Weren't all mitzvahs said in Sinai? Like the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bichukosai, Eilah ha-mitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs, Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem commanded Moshe to say to the Bnei Yisrael, Behar Sinai. It was said at Har Sinai. So we see that all mitzvahs were said at Sinai. Why does the Torah specify that Shemitah was said in Sinai? Rashi tells us that the extra words Behar Sinai are to teach us that all mitzvahs are similar to Shemitah's Karka. Shemitah's Karka was not said in Sefer Dvarim at all. So it's obvious that all its general laws and all its finer points were all said in Sinai, because there is no mention of Shemitah's Karka in Sefer Dvarim. So it had to all be said in Sinai. But there are other mitzvahs that we find that the details of the mitzvahs were stated for the first time in Sefer Dvarim. So I might think that the main part of the mitzvah was said in Sinai, but the details were stated later on in Sefer Dvarim in Avos Moya. That's why we need the extra words Behar Sinai by Shemitah's Karka to teach us that just like by Shemitah's Karka, it is obvious that all its laws and all its details were all said in Sinai because it was not stated at all in Sefer Dvarim in Avos Moyav. So too, by other laws which the details are stated in Sefer Dvarim, these laws were not stated for the first time in Sefer Dvarim, but rather they were also stated for the first time at Har Sinai, and they were just repeated in Avos Moyav. Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim says a similar idea to what we stated over here. The pasuk says in Mishpatim, Ve'ele ha-mishpatim ha-shatosim lefnehem. Rashi is bothered why it says Ve'ele and does not say Ele. Why is there an extra vav? And he answers, that is to attach the parsha of Mishpatim to the previous parsha, the parsha of the Aseres HaDibrois. And just like the Aseres HaDibrois were said in Sinai, so too dinim, monetary laws, were also said in Sinai. Maskel David explains that you might think that since certain mitzvahs were given in Moruk, like the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em and the mitzvah of Dinim, so you might think that Dinim was stated before Har Sinai and just repeated in Har Sinai. That's why we need the pasuk of Ve'eleh HaMishpatim to tell you that just like the Aseres HaDibrois were stated for the first time in Har Sinai, so too Dinim was also stated for the first time at Har Sinai. And this that dinim was given in Mara, that was just Rosh Prokim, some basic ideas of the mitzvahs, but really dinim was said for the first time at Har Sinai. So Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim is telling us that don't think that the mitzvahs were given before Har Sinai, but rather they were said for the first time in Sinai. And Rashi over here is telling us that you should not think that the mitzvahs were said later on in Avos Moyav, but rather they were said for the first time at Har Sinai and repeated in Avos Moyav. And the pasuk continues, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, V'yomar to Aleihem, and you shall say to them, Kisavoyu el ha'aretz, when you will come into the land, Asher ani noisein lochem, that I am giving you, V'shavas ha'aretz, and the land should rest, Shabbos l'Hashem, a Shabbos, a rest for the sake of Hashem. Just like we rest on the seventh day of the week, because Hashem rested on the seventh day of creation, so too, we rest on the seventh year, and we do not work the fields during the seventh year, because Hashem rested on the seventh day of creation. Shei shonim tizras odecho. For 6 years you may plant your fields. V'shei shonim tizmor kamecho. And for 6 years you may prune your vineyards. V'osafto es tvuoso. And you may gather together and bring in its crop. Uvashona ashvias. But in the seventh year, Shabbos shabosan yiel ha'aretz, it will be a complete rest to the land, to the fields and the vineyards. Shabbos l'Hashem, a rest for the sake of Hashem. Sadechol l'Sizra, you may not plant your fields. V'charmechol l'Sizmar, and you may not prune your vineyard. The pasuk is telling us that you may not do things to the field to cause the field to grow better. You may not plant in the field, and you may not even prune the branches in order that they would grow better. This is all usur during the year of Shemitah. The Mefarshim ask, why does the Torah say Shabbos Shabbosoin by Shemitah? We know that by a regular Shabbos, and also by Yom Kippur, the Torah says Shabbos Shabbosoin. The reason being that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are in a state of holiness greater than Yomim Tovim. By Yomim Tovim, you are allowed to cook. Meleches Oichel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif, but on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, one may not do work even for Oichel Nefesh, one may not cook. So therefore it says Shabbos Shabbosim, because they are in a state of holiness higher than Yontif. So why does the Torah say Shabbos Shabbosim also by Shemitah? The Mefarshim answer that since the reason why we rest on the seventh year is connected to Shabbos Bereishis, we rest on the seventh year because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day of creation. Therefore, Shemitah is connected to Shabbos. And just like by Shabbos, it says Shabbos Shabbosin, so too, this Lashon may be used also by Shemitah. And the Pasuk continues by telling us a second law concerning Shemitah, that although you did not plant during the seventh year, but let's say Svichim, growths grew by themselves because of the seeds that fell from the previous year's harvest. The halach is that you may not cut these svichim as if you are the owner, but rather anything that grows during the seventh year is hefker, and everybody has an equal share in it. And the pasuk says, "A sefiach kitzircha leisiksar." A sefiach, the growths that grew by themselves because of the seeds that fell during the previous year's harvest, leisiksar, you may not cut as if you are the owner, but rather it is a hefker to everybody. Ves inveid is yirecho, and the grapes that you set aside for yourself, leisivsar, you may not pick, shna shabosan yiyeh la'aretz, because it is a year of rest to the land. Anything that grows during this year is hefker for everybody. And the resting of the land will be for you to eat, for your servant and maidservant. Although the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, ve'achlu evyoni amecho, the poor people will eat the perishvias, so you might think it is only for the poor and not for the wealthy. Therefore the pasuk says, l'cha ula'avdecha v'lamasecho, it will be for you and for your servants. If you own servants, obviously you are wealthy. The pasuk over here is telling us that even wealthy people may eat perishvias. V'l'schircha ula'sayshavcha hagarim imach, and also for your hired worker and for your toshav that lives with you. Rashi tells us this is coming to include that even goyim may eat perish shvias. For the hemtecha and for your animals, for the chaya asher ba'artecha and for the beasts that are in your land, tia kol tuvos alechol, all the crops shall be for you to eat. And Rashi asks that if the pasuk says that a chaya may eat perish shvias, why do we need to state that a behema may eat perish shvias? If a chaya can eat it, definitely you may feed it to your animal that you have a responsibility to feed. It's a koshkein. So once it says chaya, we do not need a behema. Rashi tells us that the word behema is written over here in order to compare it to chaya, and to tell us the law of beer that applies during the Shemitah year. And that is, kol zman shechaya oichelos min hasadeh, as long as the chaya can eat this specific fruit in the field, then you are allowed to feed it to your animal in your house. But kol lechaya min hasadeh, once this fruit is not available anymore to the chayas in the field, then you may not eat it yourself or feed it to your animals in your house. That is the din of beer. So the pasuk is telling us three halachas concerning Shemitah. First of all, you may not plant your fields or prune the vineyards. Second of all, you may not cut that which grows by itself as if you are the owner, but rather it is hefker lakoil. And then we have the din of beer, that once this specific fruit is not available for the chayas in the field, you may not eat it and you may not feed it to your animals in your house. Zot Rashi Bahar Sinai, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, why specifically by the mitzvah of Shemitah does the Torah say that it was said in Sinai? V'haloi kol ha-mitzvahs nemru b'Sinai, weren't all mitzvahs stated in Sinai like the pasuk says at the end of Parashat B'chukosai? Elo, only the pasuk is telling us, Ma Shemitah nemru klo leseyem v'dikto ken b'Sinai, just like by Shemitah. Its general rules and its fine points were said in Sinai, af kulon, also, all halachos nemru klolei sein v'dikto kein misinai. Their general rules and their fine points were also said in Sinai. Kach shnuyu b'taris kaihanim, so is learned in taris kaihanim. Venerally, Zograshi, it seems to me, shekach pirusha, this is the explanation. Lefisha lo matzino shmitas karkois shenishnas barvis moyov b'mishnah Torah, since we do not find the laws of shmitas karka, not working the field during the seventh year, we do not find it learned in Sefer Devarim in Mishneh Torah, in Arvis Moyov, Lamadu, this teaches us, Shekloseya Uproteseya Kula Nemu Misinai, that obviously all its general laws and all its details were set in Sinai, because it was not stated anywhere else. Uva Kosov Velimit Khan, and the Pasuk is coming to tell us over here, Al Kol Dibur Shinadav LaMoshe, by every Dibur that was said to Moshe, Shemi Sinai Hayu Kulam, that they were all stated in Sinai. Kloloseyem, their general laws, Vidiktukeyem, and their fine points. Vechazru Venishnu Ba'arvis Moyev, and then they were repeated in Arvis Moyev. Do not think that since we see a halacha, or a fine point of a halacha, that was stated for the first time in Arvis Moyev, that it was not stated in Sinai. But rather, this pasuk is teaching us that that too was stated in Sinai. It was just repeated in Arvis Moyev. So Rashi Shabbos Lashem, L'shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. Kishem Shenemar B'Shabbos Bereishis. Just like the Pasuk says, by Shabbos Bereishis. Just like we rest on the seventh day of the week to commemorate that Hashem rested on the seventh day of creation, so too, the whole seventh year we do not work the fields in order to commemorate the seventh day of creation that Hashem rested. So Rashi Yil Oret, it will be a year of rest for the land, l'sodos u'lechromim, for the fields and the vineyards. Rashi is telling us that only agricultural work is aser, but digging for non-agricultural purposes, for example, digging for construction, that is not aser. Zok Rashi Lysismar, you may not cut its branches. Shekotzin Zmairesehel, you are not allowed to cut its branches. The word Lysismar comes from the word Zmaires, which means branches. Vitagumar Targum says Lysichsach, you may not cut. Vidaimalai, and so it says in Yeshaya, Kotzim Ksuchim, thorns that are cut. And it says in Tehillim, Srufa Be'esh, burnt in fire, Ksucha, and cut off. The Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi first tell us what the word Sizmar means in Pasuk Dalet when it says Lay Sizmar, as opposed to explaining it in Pasuk Gimel when it says Vishay Shodim Tizmar Karmecho? Maskel David answers that Rashi does not explain it in Pasuk Gimel because over there it does not have any halachic ramifications. The Pasuk is saying what you may do during the 6 years. You may plant your field, you may cut your branches. It's not negeh exactly what Tizmar Kamecha means. It's only in Pasuk Dalet where the Pasuk is telling us what you may not do during Shemitah. Is it important for us to know exactly what is Tizmar Kamecha that I may not do? Therefore, Rashi tells us, Tizmar Kamecha means that you may not even cut the branches of your vineyard. You may not prune the trees. That's why Rashi says it first in Pasuk Dalet. Zok Rashi, Es Sfiach Ketzircha, Afilu Lezerato, even though you did not plant during the seventh year, Vihit Samcha Minazera, Shenafo Ba Be'etza Kotzir, and it grew by itself from the seeds that fell from the previous year's harvest. Hu kari sviach, that is called sviach, and the halacha is leisiksar. You may not cut it. Liyois machzik boy kishar kotzir, to hold on to it like other type of harvest. Ela hefker yil akoil. The halacha is, it is hefker to everybody. You may not cut it as if you are the owner. Nizirecha, the grapes that you set aside for yourself. Shenzarta v'efrashta b'nei odamehem, that you separated people from them. V'leif kartem, and you did not make it hefker for everybody. Leisivzar, you may not cut them, you may not pick them. Oysam eincha boiser, this you may not pick. Elam in amufkar, but you are allowed to take that which is hefker. The Hoysa Shabbos Oritz, Zok Rashi, Afa Pisha Sartum Olecho, even though I said that it is also to you during the year of Shemitah, Loi Ba'achila V'loi Ba'hano Asartim. I did not say it is prohibited to eat or prohibited to benefit from it. Elo, the only thing that I prohibited was Shaloi Tinag Bohem Kebalabais. You may not act with these fruit as if you are the owner. Ela hakol yishavimba, everybody is equal in these fruit. Ata uschircha v'sashavcha, you and your hired worker. Shabbos ha'oretz lachem la'achlo. Zok Rashi, min ha'shvus ata oichel, from that which rested you may eat. V'i ata oichel min ha'shomer, but you may not eat from that which was watched. Rashi tells us that these fruit that are hefker, that we say you may eat during the Shemitah year, that is only if it grew by itself from a field that rested. But one who plants during the Shemitah year and then is mafker as fruit, you may not eat that fruit, because that fruit did not grow min ha-shvus, from a field that rested, but rather min ha-shomer. It's growing from something that a person wants to keep, because obviously if he planted during the Shemitah year, he wanted to keep the fruit for himself. Min ha-shvus ha-to-eichel, you can only eat from that which rested, that which grew by itself, but not min ha-shomer, but not from fruit that was planted during the Shemitah year. Zok Rashi lecho ulavdecho v'lamosecho, lefi shenemar, since it says in Parashas Mishpatim, v'ochlu evyoni amecho, and the poor people will eat the perish shvias, yochol yu asurim ba'achilo la'ashirim, I might think it will be prohibited for wealthy people to eat it, Talmud Noimar, that's why the Pasuk says over here, lecho ulavdecho v'lamosecho, for you and your servants, hare bailim va'avodim u'shvachos amurim kan. The Pasuk is saying over here that the owners and the servants, both of them may eat, the wealthy and the servants. For the schircho ulusay shavcho, afanachrim, even goyim may eat perishvias. For the hemtecho velachaya, your behemoths and echaya may eat perishvias. Im chaya echeles, if the Torah says that echaya may eat perishvias, behema la kolshkein, it's a kolshkein that a behema may eat it. Shemizonuseho olecho, because you are responsible to feed your behemoths. So if echaya may eat perishvias, definitely your behema may eat perishvias. Ma talmud loymar velavhemtecho, so why does the Torah have to say behemtecho? Makish behema la chaya, in order to compare behema to chaya. As long as the chaya can still eat this specific fruit in the field, then you may feed it to your animal in the house. Once this fruit ceases to be in the fields and the chayas cannot eat it, you may not feed it to your animal in the house. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Yovel. And you shall count for yourself. The Torah's Kahanim says, Lecha means that Bezdin will count. Since by Sfiras HaOmer, in Parshas Emor, it says, Usefartem Lochem, Lochem in the plural, that teaches us that each and every Jew must count Sfiras HaOmer. But over here it says, Visefartem Lecha in the singular. This teaches us that only Bezdin will make this count. Visefartem Lecha and Bezdin will count. Sheva Shabbos HaYishonim, 7 Shemitah years. You might think that you count 7 consecutive Shemitah years and make Yovel after that. Therefore the Pasuk says, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Pomim, 7 years, 7 times. Each one of these Shemitah years should be in its proper time at the end of the 7-year cycle. So you shall count 7 Shemitah years, each Shemitah year at the end of the 7th year. V'hoyu l'cha, you may sheva Shabbos Hashonim, teisha v'arboim shana. And it will come out to you that after counting 7 Shemitah years, it will finish 49 years. You will complete 49 years. And Rashi asks, why does the Torah have to make the calculations for us? We know that if you count 7 Shemitah years in its proper time, then you will end up with 49 years. Why does the Torah have to say at the end that it will come out to 49 years? Rashi answers, the Pasuk is telling us that although during those 49 years you did not keep the mitzvahs of Shemitah, still, on the 50th year, you should keep Yovel. It is not dependent one on the other. And you shall blow a shofar on the 10th day of the 7th month. On Yom Kippur you will blow shofar in all of your lands. The blowing of the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel signifies that the avodim, the slaves, will go free. Rashi is medayik. Once the pasuk says that you blow shofar on Yom Kippur, why is it necessary to say that you blow shofar on the 10th day of the 7th month? Rashi answers, it is in order to teach us that the blowing of the shofar of the 10th day of the 7th month is Doicha Shabbos, overrides Shabbos. But the blowing of the shofar on the first day of the 7th month, on Rosh Hashanah, is not Doicha Shabbos, does not override Shabbos. Because there is a gzera, Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramis, we are afraid that you might carry the shofar for Amis in the Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we do not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah if it falls on Shabbos. And although this din is only a din drabbanon, so how can we learn this out from the words in the Torah that say ba'osa lachodesh? The Mefarshim explained that this is only asmachta ba'almo, it's only a hint in the Torah. Many times we find that by dinim drabbanon, they try to find support and hints in the Torah to their halachic decisions. V'kidashtem eish nasa chamishim shana, and you shall make holy the 50th year at its onset. On Rosh Hashanah, Bezdin will announce and say, Mikudeshas Hashanah, the year is holy. Ukrosim dror ba'oriz l'chol yoshvel, and you shall call it a freedom in the land for all its inhabitants. The year is a year of freedom because slaves will go free by Yovel. Yovel hi tiyalochem, this year is different than other years by its name alone. It is called Yovel. Yovel means Yuvla, the ram's horn. Which means, not only do we announce that the slaves go free by blowing shofar, but the whole year has the name of freedom, because the name of the year is Yovel, which is referring to the ram's horn, the symbol of freedom for the Avodim. V'shavtem ish el achuzasai, and each person will return to his land, which means if somebody sold his property in Eretz Yisrael, it returns to him by Yovel. V'ish el mishpachtoi toshuvu, and each person will return to his family. Not only do slaves that are within their first 6 years of working, and Yovel comes, they go free, but even an irtza, even an Eved Ivri that wanted to stay longer after the 6 years, and his ear was drilled, he too will go free by Yovel. Yovel he, it is Yovel, Shnas ha-chamishim shana tiyelochem, the 50th year shall be to you. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat that Yovel is on the 50th year? Rashi tells us that since in Pasuk Yud it says, V'kidashtem, and you shall make the year holy, so you might think this is like other things that are holy, which we are, Moisifin Michoel ala Kodesh. We add from the non-holy to the holy. Which means, just like by Shabbos, we add to the end of the Shabbos because we are Moisif Michoel ala Kodesh. So you might think also, by the 50th year, we should add on a little bit of the 51st to make that Yovel also, because we are Moisif Michoel ala Kodesh. Therefore, the Pasuk says, no, Shnas HaChamishim Shana. Yovel is only the 50th year, and we do not add to it. Loisiz Ra'u, you may not plant on the 50th year. V'loisiksiru Esifichecho, you may not cut its growths. You may not cut it as an owner, but rather it is Hefker to everybody. V'loisivsiru Esnisireho, and you may not pick the grapes which you set aside for yourself. So what emerges from this din is that there are two consecutive years of holiness, the 49th year, which is Shemitah, and the 50th year, which is Yovel. On both years, you may not plant and you may not cut the Svichim as if you are the owner. Ki Yovel hi, because it is Yovel. Kodesh tiyelochem, it shall be holy to you. What is this pasuk teaching us? Rashi tells us, Kodesh, the Peres Shvius and the Peres of Yovel are like Hegdish. Just like by Hegdish, you may transfer the Kedusha of Hegdish over to money, and the money becomes Hegdish, so too, you may transfer the Kedusha of the Peres Shvius and the Peres Yovel onto money, and they become like the Peres Shvius and the Peres of Yovel. But do not think that this is exactly like Hegdish, because by Hegdish, when one transfers the Kedusha from Hegdish onto money, the Kedusha leaves the Hegdish and goes onto the money. This is not so by Peres Shvius and Peres Yovel. The Kedusha remains on the Peres Shvius and the Peres Yovel, like the Pasuk says, Tia, Bav Yosan Dehei, they remain in their holiness. And therefore, both things are holy. The Peres are holy and also the money. From the field you may eat its crop, which means that Yovel also has the din of beer. Min hasodeh, as long as the animals can eat this specific fruit in the fields, toichlu es tvuasa, you may eat it in your house and you may feed it to your animals. But once it's kol lechayim min hasodeh, you may not eat it and you may not feed it to your animals. Bishnas hayovel hazois, during this year of Yovel, toshuvu ish al achuzosai, each person will return to his land. Why do we need this pasuk? The pasuk says earlier, v'shaftem ish al achuzosai, so why does the pasuk repeat it? Rashi tells us that if somebody sold his field, and his son redeems it from the buyer, you may think that it does not go back from the son to the father by Yovel. Therefore, the pasuk says that bishnas hayovel hazois, toshuvu ish al achuzosai, that even a field that was bought by the son will return to his father during Yovel. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Ches, Shabbos Shonim, you shall count 7 Shemitah years, Shemitah Shonim, years of Shemitah. Yochol Yaseh Sheva Shonim Metzufois Shemitah, I might think that you can make 7 consecutive Shemitah years. V'yaseh Yovel Achareim, and you shall make Yovel after them. Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, Sheva Shonim Sheva Pa'omim. These 7 years should be 7 years, 7 times, each one in its proper time. Hava Oimer, Kol Shemitah Ushmita Bizmano. The Pasuk is saying that each and every Shemitah must be in its proper time, which is at the end of the 7-year cycle. And if you count 7 Shemitah years in its proper time, you will come out to 49 years. The Pasuk is telling you, even though you did not keep the Shemitahs during those 49 years, still you shall make Yovel at the end of the 49th year on the 50th year. Rashi is bothered why the Pasuk has to tell us a simple calculation. We know if you count 7 Shemitah years, you will end up with 49 years. Rashi answers, the Pasuk is saying that even though you did not keep Shemitah during those 49 years, you shall still keep the 50th year as Yovel. Upshuto shel mikra, and the simple meaning of the pasuk is yale lecho cheshben. It will come out to you the calculation shnois hashmitos of the 7 shmita years lemispar memtes to the number of 49. Although this seems to be a simple calculation, Mizrahi explains that this is the way of the Torah sometimes to actually tell you the calculation, which is simple to us. Va'avarta, zot Rashi, loshen vayaviru koil ba'machane, it is a loshen of proclaiming a koil, a sound in the camp. Loshen achrozo, an expression of announcement. We announce by blowing the shofar that the avodim will go free during this year. B'yom HaKippurim, b'mash b'shenema b'yom HaKippurim, once the Torah says that on Yom Kippur we blow shofar, einu yedea shu be'os l'chodesh, don't we know that it means on the 10th day of the month? Why does the Torah have to say the 10th day of the month? Im kein lo manema be'os l'chodesh, why does it say on the 10th day of the month? El aloy melecha, the Pasuk is teaching you, tekiyas oso l'chodesh deicha Shabbos, the blowing of the shofar of the 10th day of this month of Tishrei, override Shabbos b'chol arzachem in all your land. The ain't kias Rosh Hashanah deicha Shabbos b'chol arzachem. But the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah does not override the Shabbos in all of your land. Ela bebezdin bilvad, only in Bezdin, because we are afraid that a person will carry the shofar on Shabbos. Shema yavirenu dalet amis b'rishus haram. Zok Rashi v'kidashtem, and you shall make this year holy. B'knisasa mekachin oisa bebezdin. At its onset, we make it holy in Bezdin va'omrim, and Bezdin says mikudeshes hashana, the year is holy. Zok Rashi ukurasim deror, you will call this year a year of freedom. La'avodim, for slaves. Ve'nirza, whether this slave had his ear drilled because he wanted to stay longer, he will go free by yovel. Ve'n shalai kolulay sheish shonim mishanimkar. Also, a slave whose 6 years did not expire from the time that he was sold, he will also go free by yovel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Mahu Loshen Dror, what does the word Dror mean? Kimedayer Bei Daira, it means that he can live where he wants. Shedar B'chol Mokim Shuroitze, he can live where he wants. Ve'enoi B'Rishus Acherim, he is not in the Rishus of other people. Yovel Hi, Shana Zayis Muvdelis Mishar Shonim, B'Nekiva Shem Lo Levado. This year is different than other years just by its name. Umashma, what is its name? Yovel Shema. The name of the year is Yovel. Hashem Tekiya Shofar, because of the blowing of the shofar. The word Yovel means Yuvla, the ram's horn. So not only do we blow shofar to signify that slaves go free, but the whole year symbolizes the freedom of the slaves by its name Yovel, which is the ram's horn. Zot Rashi v'shaftem ish elachuzasai. Each person will return to his property. Shasadais chayzres lebalein, fields return to their original owners on Yovel. The ish al mishpachta teshuvu, each person will return to his family. Lerabbeis es anirza, this is coming to tell us that an eved that wanted to stay longer and had his ear drilled, he too will go out by Yovel, because the pasuk earlier that says ukrasim dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha, that was telling us that a regular eved ivri who was still within the first 6 years from the time that he was sold, he goes out by Yovel if Yovel comes out before sheish, before 6 years. This pasuk is telling us that even a nirza goes out by Yovel. Zok Rashi, Yovel hi shnas hachamish mishono. Ma tamud loymar, why does the pasuk have to repeat that Yovel is the 50th year? Lefi shenema vikidashtem. Since the pasuk says vikidashtem earlier in pasuk Yod, ki de'isa b'rosh shana uv'taris kahanim, like it says in Masechta Rosh Shana and Taris Kahanim, we learn that I might think, since it says vikidashtem, that it has a special kedusha, like Shabbos, and we are moisef michoil ala kodesh, therefore the pasuk says, no, Yovel is only the 50th year, and we do not add on to its kedusha into the 51st year. Zok Rashi es nizireho, es ho'anovim ha'mishumorim, the grapes that you set aside for yourself. Aval boitze ato min ha'mufkorim, but you are allowed to pick from that which is hefker. Kishem shenem b'shvias, kach nemar b'yovel. Just like the laws of shvias, so are the laws of yovel. Nimsu, shtei shanim kedushois, smuchois zulazu. It comes out that we have 2 consecutive years of holiness, one after the other. Shnas bem tes shmita, the 49th year is shmita. Ushnas hachamishim yovel, and the 50th year is yovel. Zok Rashi, Kodesh Tielochem, it shall be holy to you. The word Kodesh tells us, Tefeses Domeo Kehegdish, that it is like Hegdish. And just like Hegdish, you may transfer the Kedusha of Hegdish onto money, so too you may transfer the Kedusha of Perishvias onto money. Yochel, I might think, Teitzehi L'chulin, that once you transfer the Kedusha, the original thing that was Kodesh will become Chulin, non-holy, just like Hekdesh. Talmud Loimer, Tia. Therefore the Pasuk says, by Perish Shvias, Tia it shall be. Behav Yosan Tehe, it remains in its holiness. Although when one transfers Kedusha from Hekdesh onto money, the Hekdesh becomes Chulin, this is not so by Perish Shvias, but rather the Perish Shvias remain holy, and also the money is holy. From the field you may eat. Through the field, you know what to eat in your house. Because if the chayas cannot eat this type of fruit in the fields anymore, you must take it out of your house. Just like it says by Shemitah, the din of beer, so is the halacha by Yovel. And just like by Shemitah, it is also for you and your animals to eat it, so too over here by Yovel. Although the pasuk says, you may not eat it, it is referring to also feeding it to your animals. It is asur ba'achila and ba'hano. Zok Rashi, Tashuvu ish el achuzasai, every person will return to his property. V'harei kfar nemar v'shaftem ish el achuzasai. Doesn't the pasuk state earlier, v'shaftem ish el achuzasai, so we know that fields return to their owner on Yovel. Elo. Only this pasuk is l'rabba is coming to include hamoicha sodeyu, one who sells his field, va'omad benoy v'goala, and his son comes and redeems it, buys it back from the buyer. The halacha is shechazeres la'aviv b'yovel. It returns from the son to the father on yovel. Even from a son to a father, it goes back by yovel. Sheni. If you will sell a selling to your friend, or buy something from your friend, one person should not cheat his brother. You shall not cheat each other. The buyer and the seller should know the proper price, and each one should buy and sell accordingly. That is the Poshup shot in the Pasuk. Rashi tells us a second shot. The Pasuk is saying, V'chisimkru mimkar, if you will want to sell something, and you have a choice to sell it to a Yid or a Goy, la misecha, sell it to a Yid. And so too, Aikono, if you want to buy something, and you have a choice to buy it from a Yid or a Goy, miyar misecha, buy it from a Yid. And the Pasuk continues by telling us that if one sells a steachuza, property in Eretz Yisrael, the buyer and the seller must not be cheated. Because when one sells steachuza, this property will return to the original owner by Yovel in the year of Yovel, the 50th year. And therefore, the buyer must know this and the seller must know this. If there are many years left till Yovel, until the next Yovel, then the seller can sell it at a higher price. But if there are only a few years left until the next Yovel, therefore it will only remain by the buyer for a few years, and therefore it shall be sold at a cheaper price. Nobody should be cheated, not the buyer and not the seller. B'mispar shanim achar Yovel. According to the number of years that passed from the last Yovel, which means how many years remain until the next Yovel, tikne me'es ha-misecha, you shall buy it from your friend. Because all he is selling to you is the number of crops until the next Yovel. And therefore you shall calculate how many years remain, and according to that number you shall set the price. If there are many years, greater number of years, then the purchase price should be increased. And if the number of years are less, tamit miknasai, you shall reduce the price of the sale. Ki mispar tfuois hu meichaloch, because this person is only selling to you the number of crops from now until the next yovel. Rashi tells us that the pasuk is also teaching us a second halacha, and that is if one sells a steachuza in Eretz Yisrael, the buyer can keep this land for 2 years without anybody being able to redeem it from him. It remains in the hands of the lekeach for 2 years, nobody can redeem it. And this is learned from the words b'mispar shnei, according to the number of years. And since miyat shanim shnayim, when the Torah uses the plural, we say it means two. So the pasuk is saying, for the minimum of 2 years, it remains in the hands of the lekeach, and nobody can redeem it. And the pasuk says, "V'lo yisonu ish es hamisoi," and one person should not harass his friend. V'yoreso melekecho, and you shall fear your God. Ki ani Hashem melekechem, because I am Hashem your God. The pasuk earlier in pasuk Yud Dalet said, "V'lo yisonu ish es achiv." That pasuk was referring to cheating somebody monetarily. This pasuk of "V'lo yisonu" is referring to harassing somebody verbally. V'lo yisonu ish es hamisoi. One should not verbally harass his friend. And Rashi tells us that included in this iser is one who gives bad advice to his friend. That's why the pasuk says, "V'yareisa me'alekecha," you must fear your God. Because we cannot know what the person's true intentions were when he gave this advice. Did he mean it for the other person's benefit, or did he mean it for his own benefit? That's why the pasuk says, "V'yareisa me'alekecha," fear your God. Hashem knows your true intentions, and He knows what you are thinking, and therefore you will be punished if you gave this advice for your own benefit. The Ayin B'Sefer Maskel David, who asks, why do we need this pasuk to teach us that one may not give bad advice to his friend? We know this from the pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, Perik Yotes Pasuk Yudal, Lifnei Iver Lesita Michshal, Ayin Shem Barashi. So why does the pasuk have to repeat this? Ayin in Sefer Maskel David, who discusses this question. The Shalah asks, why in Pasuk Yud Zayin by the Isser Laisainu it says Ishes Amisai, a person should not harass his friend, but in Pasuk Yud Dalet it says V'Laisainu Ishes Achiv, it does not say his friend, but rather his brother. Shalah answers that since Pasuk Yud Zayin is talking about one who verbally abuses somebody else, and since it is not so common for one brother to verbally abuse another brother, therefore the Pasuk says Ishes Amisai, you shall not do this to your friend. But in Pasuk Yud Dalet, we are referring to one who cheats another person monetarily. That is more common, that one brother should do this to another brother. That's why it says, V'laysaynu ish es achiv, even your brother you shall not cheat. V'ayin b'sefer achinuch, mitzvah shin lamed ches, on the lav of V'laysaynu, he says, V'afilu b'ketanim ro'i lihizoyer, and even concerning minors, one must be very careful, shalei l'achivan b'dvorim yoysim idai, not to harass them with words, more than that is necessary. Zulasi b'mashet shrichim harbek de sheikhu musar, except for that amount which is necessary to speak harshly to them in order to set them straight and give them musar. Vafilu bebonov uvnoisov shel adam, even a person's own children he may not harass verbally. Veha mekel bohem shelo litzarim binyanim elu, and one who is easy with them and does not pain them concerning these things, yimotze chayim brocha v'chavod, he will find life, blessing, and honor. And the pasuk continues, Vasisem Eschukoisai, and you shall do my decrees concerning Shemitah and Yovel, Ves Mishpotai Tishmu Vasisem Oisam, and my laws of Shemitah and Yovel you shall watch and do. Then Vishaftem al Oris Lavetach, you will live with security on the land. But if you do not keep the laws of Shemitah and Yovel, then you will be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Like we see, the 70 years of Golos Bavel were decreed upon Klal Yisrael because they did not keep Shemitah and Yovel during the years that they lived in Eretz Yisrael. Zakrashi Pasuk Yudalad, Vechisimkru Mimkar, Lefipshutai Kimashmai. According to the simple meaning, it is the way it sounds, that if one sells or buys something, they may not cheat each other. Va'ojesh Drosha, and there is also a Drosha, Minayin Kishatam Moicher, Mechor Liyisrael Chavercha. How do we know that if somebody sells something, he shall sell it to a Yid, Talmud Loimar? Therefore the Pasuk says, Vechisimkru Mimkar, when you will make a sale, La Misecha Mechor, sell it to your friend, sell it to a Yid. Uminayin, and how do we know, Shem Basal Liknois, if you're coming to buy something, Kinei Miyisrael Chavercha, you shall buy it from your friend, who is a Yid, Talmud Loimar. Therefore the Pasuk says, Oikono Miyad Amisecha, when you buy something, buy it from a Yid. Al Sainu, Zu Oinoas Mamayin, this is referring to one who cheats another with money. The simple meaning to explain the pasuk according to the way it is like this. The pasuk is coming to teach us that one may not cheat his fellow Jew. When you will sell or buy karka, you shall know how many years remain until yovel. And according to the years and the crop, that it is fit to make during those years, yimkar ha-moicher v'yikne ha-koina. The seller should sell and the buyer should buy. Shari soifer lachzir lo b'shnas ha-yovel, because this land will return eventually to the original owner by yovel. V'im yesh shonim muatois, and if there are only a few years until yovel, v'zem marchor b'damim yikarim, and the seller sells it at a high price, hari nisan alokeach, it comes out that the buyer was cheated. V'im yesh shonim merubois, and if there are many years until yovel, v'ochal mimena tvois harbe, and the buyer will be able to eat many crops, and it is sold at at a cheap price, harinas ana moicher, then the seller was cheated. Lefikach tzorach liknoisa lefi hazman. Therefore, the pasuk is telling us that you must sell it according to the time, how many years are left until yovel. V'zehu shenemar, and this is what the pasuk says, b'mispar shnei tfuis yimkolach, according to the number of crops, it is being sold to you. Lefi minyan shnei tfuis, according to the number of years of tfua, shetehei amedes biyara lekeach, that it will remain in the hands of the buyer, timka loy, it is sold to him. And accordingly, the price should be set. Zok Rashi v'Rabbi Seinu Darshu Mikan. We learn from here. Shamoicher Sadeu, one who sells this field in Eretz Yisrael, Einoi Rishoy Ligol Pachos Mishtei Shanim. He's not allowed to redeem it for the first 2 years. Shetamo Mishtei Shanim Biyara Loikchoy. It will stay for 2 years in the hand of the buyer. Miyom Liyom, from day to day, exactly 2 years. Vafilu Yesh Sholish Tfuos Boisin Mishtei Shanim. Even if there are three crops during those 2 years, he sold it when the crop was standing. So therefore, in 2 years, he receives three crops. The crop that's standing, a year later, the second crop, and a year after that, the third crop. Still, it remains in his hands, not for two crops, but for 2 years, even if there are three crops during those 2 years. And Rashi tells us that although we are saying that it remains in the buyer's reshus for 2 years, the word shnei in the pasuk does not mean two. Ushnei eini yotze mipshutai. The word shnei does not leave its simple meaning. It does not mean two, but rather it means years. Kelaimar, mispar shanim shel tfuos. It will remain in the hands of the buyer for the number of years of tfuah, v'loi shel shidafoin, not of shidafoin, umit shanim shnayim. And since the minimum amount of the plural of years is two, so we learn out that it remains in the hands of the buyer for a minimum of 2 years. And Rashi tells us that it can really stay in the hand of the buyer even longer than 2 years, because the pasuk says, "B'mispar shnei tfuos," it will stay in his hands according to the number of 2 years of tfuos. He must get out of this field 2 years of crops. But if there was a shidofon during those 2 years in which the crop did not grow properly, then it will stay in his hand even longer until he gets 2 years of crops out of it. That's why the pasuk says, "Tfuos veloy shel shidofon." Zok Rashi, tarbe miknosoi, if there are many years until yovel, tarbe miknosoi, timkarenu biyoker, sell it at a higher price. But if there are less years until yovel, tamit miknosoi, tamit bidomeho, you shall sell it at a cheaper price. Veloisoinu ishes amisoi, kan hizir alaynos devarim. Over here the pasuk is warning us not to harass somebody verbally. Shalayaknit ishes chaveroi, one should not bother his friend. And he should not give him an advice that is not proper for him. It is only good advice for the one who is giving the advice. And if you will ask, who will know if my intentions were bad? Therefore the pasuk says, you shall fear your God. The one who knows the inner thoughts of everybody, he knows what your intentions were. Kol davar hamasul lelev, anything that is given over to a person's heart. She'ein makir ela mi she'amachshava b'libay, the only one that recognizes what his true thoughts are the one who has the thoughts in his heart. Nemar boy, the pasuk says about him, v'yoreisam elekecho, you shall fear your God, because Hashem knows what your true intentions are.